The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Little extra show. We do Mission Minded, which is a fantastic show. It's a little elongated, and we talk about business things, but we wanted to get into things like just for non-for-profits and really specify just about food banks. Of course, Heart of Alabama Food Bank is one of the best in the country here, serving 35 counties, and he's the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Michael Coleman joins us right now, and of course, they also work with Feeding America. Michael, how you doing, brother? Everything good?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to be with you, man.
Great to have you on, too. You do a lot of surveys, and obviously you're one of these people that likes to ask a lot of questions of people that are in or around you're networking with just so you could be better. And that goes for non-for-profit or for Heart of Alabama Food Bank, for any business venture in. And you were talking about grading food banks. Can you kind of explain exactly what that means and what did you learn from that?
Yeah, so I think the last couple of weeks we've been talking about, we do surveys. And so for our partner agencies, and when you do, one of the questions we ask, we try not to bombard them with questions. One of them is, look, we want you to give us a grade. We want you to grade us. And it's not that we want, look, we're not looking for pats on the back. If you say, hey, you're doing fantastic, that's, and you really mean it, well, that's great. That's nice. But that's not what we're looking for. You're not going to get anything back if you say nice things or if you don't say nice things. But I recognize that we have really worked hard to elevate our pantries in all our surrounding counties because they are a partner. They're a partner agency. That's what we refer to them as. And I don't want to lose sight of that. Well, if you're going to treat somebody like a partner, that means you have to take time to solicit their feedback, listen to their feedback, help them problem solve, and let them know that they're valued. And so we have been trying to do that, but I'm like, yeah, but, I think we're doing better, but how do I know? You don't know until you go back and say, hey, I want you to really give it, just be honest, give me your honest assessment. So the first thing I said was, okay, we're just going to go the A, B, C, D, F, and then an I for incomplete, which is, I haven't made up my mind yet.
No.
And then I thought, well, the problem would be some people's A's might equal some people's C's. So I said, I got to go back and put a little bit more meat on this bone. So I said, A is I am always satisfied with, or I'm very satisfied with my service and what I get from the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And then B was I'm satisfied most of the time. And then C was, it's about 50-50. D is, I'm disappointed most of the time. F is, I'm disappointed all the time. These jokers can't do anything right. And I was still, undecided. I really didn't know what to expect. But out of our, so we got almost 50%, probably 45% of respondents to come back. And that's, if you're on a business or nonprofit, it's always a challenge to get people. We all get, when we buy something there, you all of a sudden get a text that says, hey, please rate us.
Sure.
People get bombarded with that. So that's what we're trying to do. And so about 92% of what we got back rated us either an A or a B.
Okay.
And I felt very good about that. But the tendency would be to then say, okay, well, then these other things really don't matter. And especially, so we have this, we have a couple of partner agencies that are run by people that when you meet them, and everybody who's listening has people in their life like this, that it seems like it's their sole purpose to just suck the joy out of any aspect of life they can. Yeah. It is like they walk around with a little dark cloud over their head and it's thundering and lightning and raining, just right over their head, wherever they go. And it doesn't matter what subject you're talking about. They can find what's wrong. They can find the negative. They can find where this is going to go back. Just that kind of person. So we received, I think, three C's, that's the 50-50. One D, I'm disappointed most of the time. Oh. And no Fs.
That's good.
But about three I's as well. So I was like, okay, Well, I saw that two of the people that are what I just described, just unhappy people. Two of the comments were from them. And so at first I just rolled my eyes. I'm like, why would I be surprised? They've never said anything positive. I've known one of these people for probably the last decade, mm-hmm. and never heard that person say anything positive. But instead of that, I went back and really looked and said, you know what? Just because they're that type of person doesn't mean that this feedback is not valid.
Yeah.
And so I went back and read through it, not with defensiveness, but to say, look, what can we learn about, you know, our processes? And the truth is that some of it that we got back was warranted. And that's exactly what we wanted. Look, we are trying to project that we genuinely want to get better and be the best partner we can. And just overall, regardless of who we're talking about, whether you're in food banking, nonprofit world, business world. So you have to think about who's your customers. And my customers are really not the agencies, although we distribute food to the agencies. Our customers are people on the ground who need food. These are our partners who are coming along. They're not our customers. These are our partners who are coming along. And so we're on pace this year to distribute 30 million pounds of food.
That's great.
You know, it's over 25 million meals in our area. We obviously need everybody in this fight to be a part of that. So we've spent so much time just saying, hey, we want you to do these things. We want you. And so we're giving them this opportunity to say, hey, we value what you say. Come tell us where we can get better. Not because we have to, but because we value as a partner. And their attitude has been when there is problems, because we don't look down on them as something lesser than, we look at them as equals and partner agencies. The whole relationship dynamic has changed to where they come to the table wanting to solve problems, not fight, not be defensive, not. And so for those of you who are like, hey, I have key people in my industry, you know, sit down. I just encourage you. It doesn't have to be a formal survey, but say, hey, look, you're vital to my business. I'd really like you to kind of just give me a 360 assessment that says, hey, how could I be a better business owner? How could I be a better partner in this? How could I be a better friend that's really looking out for both of our interests, those kind of things? And I'll just kind of finish that whole thing. This has to be part of your culture. One of the things, so I evaluate six directors on staff. And one of the things that I'm doing, as a matter of fact, our evaluations are due at the end of this month, as I'm bringing them in, I'm going over their evaluations, as I'm asking them for feedback to myself, except I'm prohibiting them from saying anything positive. Huh. And the reason is because, number one, they're going to feel pressure to come up with positive things to say. Mm-hmm. Now, they might actually feel that way, but I'm like, I'm not bringing you in here to give you that to stroke my ego.
No.
All right. I'm giving this an opportunity. So I only want to hear from your perspective and your personality ways that I can improve. And it really, that's the culture we want to build, both with our partner agencies, with our employees, with those that we're serving on the ground, with our food vendors. We want to just get better and we want everybody's input to do it. Is it painful sometimes? Yes. Is it cringeworthy to think, oh, I'm making these mistakes? I wasn't even aware. Yes. But ultimately, that's necessary pain in order to grow what you're doing and be the best you can.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.